The place someone calls home can say a lot about them, their upbringing, their values, the choices they make. This summer, NPR's political reporting team is exploring the places the presidential candidates consider home. When NPR's Tamara Keith went looking for Hillary Clinton's home, she wound up in the suburbs.
Hillary Rodham's family moved to Park Ridge, Illinois in 1950 when she was a toddler. It's a quiet, upper-middle-class suburb of Chicago. Quiet, except for all the airplanes. Ernie Ricketts grew up with Hillary Rodham.
Park Ridge is right under O'Hare.
It is in the flight path.
It's in the final approach.
Like so many families moving out of cities at that time, the Rodhams were looking for security, good schools, and space for a growing family. Rodham's childhood friends, including Betsy Ebling and Ricketts, took me to the old neighborhood.
The Mohills lived two doors down. Laurel Burns lived over there.
That house that always had that round...
It's gone.
Hugh Rodham paid for his family's home outright with money he had saved as the owner of a drapery business. The house is on the corner. It's brick, two stories tall, under big shade trees.
And we'd walk home from school, and my house was down there. And we'd sit on the fence, and we had a lot of fun.
There were games of baseball played in the middle of the street. The sewer covers served as bases. Kids would ride off on their bikes, and no one started worrying until after dark. Think growing up in a Norman Rockwell painting. Here's how Cheryl Acton Harbert describes their childhood in Park Ridge.
It was kind of like Americana. It was sort of a coming together of circumstances of parents who wanted to start a good life, and they wanted grass, and they wanted safety, and they wanted good schools, and they kind of came here and created that. And we were kind of lucky, I think, to be at the right age, the right place.
No doubt there were many communities like Park Ridge in the 1950s. It was after World War II, but before Vietnam, a time of innocence in America, especially in an affluent Midwestern suburb. Six of Rodham's old classmates agreed to meet me at the high school they all graduated from, Maine South High. And for more than an hour, they sat in the school's broadcast studio, reflecting on their coming of age in Park Ridge, when anything seemed possible. Well, almost anything. Judy Price, who met Rodham freshman year, points to the student council.
There were still differences. The president was always a boy, and the secretary was always a girl.
Young Hillary Rodham tried to change that, her friends say not to make some big political or feminist statement, but because she thought she could. Her good friend Betsy Ebling says Rodham ran for student council president and lost.
I was her campaign manager, so I advised her that probably that one didn't turn out so well.
Hillary Rodham also sent a letter to NASA, hoping to become an astronaut, and got a letter back saying girls need not apply. But the fact that she even tried says something about the Park Ridge state of mind and the way Rodham was raised. Girls assumed they would go to college, and everyone was encouraged by teachers and pastors to look outside the cocoon of the suburbs, says Price.
Park Ridge helped to make us care about the world. And I think what made her extraordinary was that she realized that a whole lot earlier on than certainly I did or anybody else I know.
After graduation, there were a lot of places Hillary Rodham called home. Wellesley College, where she shed her Republican upbringing and became a Democrat, then law school at Yale. Then it was on to Arkansas to follow Bill Clinton, who would become her husband and the state's governor, and eventually the White House. But when it came time to choose a place to put down roots, Bill and Hillary Clinton found a sheltered suburb much like Park Ridge. Chappaqua, New York, an affluent enclave an hour on commuter rail from Manhattan.
Hi, I'm Grace Bennett. I'm the publisher of Inside Chappaqua magazine now in its 12th year.
Okay, and where are we?
We are on King Street in Chappaqua, New York, suburb of Westchester County.
The striking thing about downtown Chappaqua is just how similar it is to Park Ridge. The little shops and restaurants, the straight out of another era town square feel.
It still has a little bit of that mom and pop shop thing going on, which I think is a great thing.
And the way people describe Chappaqua today is a lot like Hillary Clinton's friends describe Park Ridge of the 1950s. Virginia Shasha works at ICD Contemporary Jewelry, where the former president sometimes buys jewelry for his wife.
It's a nice, low-key town. It's a small little town, and it's a fun town to be in. And we love our neighbors, and we love our town.
The Clintons live on a quiet street about a mile up the road from downtown Chappaqua. Bennett drives me up to see it in her Subaru.
This is Old House Lane.
Clinton's home is a white farmhouse near where the street dead ends at a cul-de-sac.
It's the one in here. That's where they live. Yes.
Okay. Oh, and there's a trash can that says USSS, U.S. Secret Service.
She's come a long way. But as one friend put it, you can take the girl out of Park Ridge, but you can't take Park Ridge out of the girl. Back at the high school, her old friends Betsy Ebling and Mike Andrews reflect on how growing up there affected their worldview.
Those opportunities and that kind of glance into the outside world was available to us, yet we were still protected.
Sheltered.
Yeah,
but in a good way.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it was truthfully we would like for our kids today and our grandchildren is that you can live, you can have a breathing space.
Hillary Clinton never moved back to Park Ridge. And in the 1980s, her parents sold their house on Wisner Street. But when she talks on the campaign trail about the America she wants to build, you can hear hints of Park Ridge in the 1950s. Tamara Keith, NPR News.